about her, it's not bad about a mother. That's why that's what she was, a real zayna. Rashi devlayim means Rashi shtei dibur, like two different words. It means doime, bas doime. So that they spoke bad about her and about her mother also. That's who Hosea got married to. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says another pshat. What does the pasuk mean? Goimer. What was the name called Goimer? Shematuka befi hakol kidvelim. That she was sweet in everybody's mouth like a date. In other words, everybody liked it to have znus with her. Everybody spoke about her. Rabbi Yechonon Amar shakel doshin bo kedavla. No, this is also the same thing. Everybody had znus with her. With dash went into her like you pressed down on a date. Dovarach another pshat Goimer. What do you mean? Her name was Goimer. Om Rav Yehuda. They want to like wipe out all the money from Klal Yisrael, like to wipe out, take them, make them worthless. And Rabbi Yechonon Nama Bizizu Vigomru. They take a tried and they finished it. Shenema, the pasuk says in Malachim Ki Avdom Melech Arom. Melech Arom destroyed like Klal Yisrael, but Yisimim Ki Yofer, and he made them like dust, because they took away all the money from Klal Yisrael. Prior to the pasuk says by Hosea, so Hosea listened to Hashem and he got married to Zgomer. The pasuk says, right away he had a son. Hashem told Hosea, Kroshmoy Yisrael. That's what you should call him. Why? Ki oid mayat, a little bit more time. Ufakarati as the may Yisrael, I'll base Yehu. I'll take back his blood, like I'm based Yehu. Vihishbati mamlochais base Yisrael. And I'll destroy Vishbati Yamamluchai's base Yisrael. I'll destroy the Melochim of Klal Yisrael. Vatara, then he gave birth again. His wife came pregnant again. Vatelet Bas. Now this Goyma gave birth to a daughter. Vayayim Melochai's Baruch Hu told Hosea, Kroa Shema Loi Ruchama. Call her name Loi Ruchama. Ki Loi Oisif Oid Arachim as Bes Yisrael. I won't have any more Rachmonas and Klal Yisrael. Like, I'll listen to you. That's what you, Hosea, told me to do. You told me to do is take a different nation. So call your daughter, Loi Ruchama. Don't have any Rachmonas on her. Kinosa Esolhem. Like, I won't forgive them. Vatar Vatelet Ben. Then she became pregnant the third time. And he gave birth to a second son. Vayomek Roshma Loyami. Call your son Loyami, not my nation. Kiyatem Loyami, because I'm not your nation. Like, you're not from my nation. And I won't be for you. That's what Kosh Baruch Hu told Hosea to do, and these are the three children he had. If Hosea had now two sons and one daughter from his wife, a goyimer, is omalei Kosh Baruch Hu. Now Kosh Baruch Hu told Hosea to Hosea. He told him like this. You should learn now from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekiven shetibarti imoy. As soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, Pirash Minisha, he was perished from his wife. So afat to you also, Vidur Latzmucha Mimenu, get rid of your wife right now. I give her a get right now, get rid of her. Is all my lawyer, so Hashem told back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shalom, Yesh li bonim Mimenu, but I have children from her. V'yena niyochel loitziyo, I can't get rid of her. V'loy lagarsha, I can't give her a get either. So the Mashiach is Mazlag. What did Hashem say? So what if he had children? Why can't he give a get? Halacha is, even if you have children, you can also give a get. So he's one of the Mashiach explains that Hashem was worried though. Who was his wife? His wife was a Zayna. So he was afraid of a give her a get. Everybody would say, you know why he gave her a get? Because he found out that the children weren't his children. The children were from some different men. So that's why Hashem was giving her a get. And it'll be Maitzi Laz on her children. That's why Hosea said, I can't give her a get because I have children. And if I give my wife a get, now everybody will say the reason why I gave her a get is because some of these children weren't from me, they're from somebody else. So Hosea says, I can't give her a get, I have to stay married to them to prove that they're my children. Is Omar the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, it won't help you anything anyway. Omar the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, O Ma'ato, Madach Yu, Shishtecha Zoyna, your wife is a Zoyna. O Bonecha B'nei Zenunim, and your children also, even if you think they're your children, who says they're your children? It's very possible, even though you married with her, she still has nus with other people, she still lived with other people. So it could be the children are not from you, the children anyway from somebody else. Like you're saying, you don't want to give a get because you want to prove to everybody that they're your children. And who says they're your children? Mistama, she was with other people also. And Sarkosh Baruch is telling Hosea, Madach, in such a case, you stam get married to a Zayna. And who says your children are your own children? V'yeh not to Yedeya. im shelachohen, and you're not even sure if these children are your children or not, im shelachem, if there's somebody else, a different man, hang is kach Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling back to Yosheya, madach kla Yisrael, shein bonai, they're for sure my children, b'nei b'chuni, the children of my beloved ones, b'nei Avraham, Yitzhak, v'Yaakov. And therefore, you want me to give them up? Like, how could I say, how could you tell me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give up Klal Yisrael? And Echod Miyabo, Kin Yonenu, Sher Kanisi Biolomi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sheya, Klal Yisrael is one of the four Kinyonim, one of the four possessions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in this world. He was kind of like he owns. This is Mad, even though he owns everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a special type of a Kinyon here. Something special about four things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. And what are they? Torah is one. Torah Kinyan Echad. The Pasuk says, Hashem Konani Reishis Darkai. That's one. It goes on Limit HaTorah. That's called something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it. Rashi says, Kinyan means Chashuvim Be'enuf. There's something, if something very dear in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, Likreisim Kinyan. To give it a name of a Kinyan means something you possess, you own. Ka'odam Shetorech Liknais Dovra Chavuloi. Just like a person, something you like a car, you go out and buy a car. So that's just a muscle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns four things to show us these are four special things that he loves, as if to say he went out to buy them. So one is Torah. Next one is Shemayim Voritz. Kinyan Echad. The skies in the world. The Chassid Apostle says, Koina Shemayim Voritz. Beis HaMikdash Kinyan Echad is the third one. The Chassid Harzeh Konisa Yemini. Yisrael Kinyan Echad. Yisrael, that's the fourth Kinyan. The Chassid Amzu Konisi. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Hosheya, these are four special things that I have there in this world. And one of them is Klal Yisrael. The Yata, Martin, you have told me, Havirim B'yum Acheres, you want me to give up Klal Yisrael and take another nation? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave back to Hosheya, you did a wrong thing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Hosheya that Klal Yisrael did Chatoyim, so really what he should have done is the Mishpala for Klal Yisrael. And instead of that, he told Hashem, take a different nation, and that was a success. Yeah, Gemara says, Kivon Sheyode Shechota. As soon as he realized that he did a chet, he did something wrong, Hashaya. Omad Levakish Rachel Malatzmoy. He got up right away to dive into Hashem, that Hashem should have Rachmanos on him. Be Mechapa, forgive me for what I did. Is Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told back to Hashaya. At Sha'ato Mavakish Rachmim Alatzmocho. Before you ask for forgiveness for yourself, Bikesh Rachmim Al Yisrael. Go ask for forgiveness for Klal Yisrael. Mivakesh Rachmim and Klal Yisrael, that what Hashem first told Hosheya, Klal Yisrael did chatoyim, doing bad things, and because of that, they deserve to be punished. So go be mispal that should have Rachmanos on Klal Yisrael. Shegozarti aleihem shalosh gezeros biavurcha, that I made three bad gezeros. Hashem told Hosheya, because bavurcha means as you're the Navi and the Klal Yisrael doing chatoyim, then because of the bad things they did, I made three gezeros. Rashi says, Sholosh Gezeros, Rashi says, Yisrael Dehainu Goyla. Hey, your first son that you had, Yisrael, that comes from the Lashon of Goyla, I'm going to put them, throw them out. They're different all over the world. For Loi Ami, the next thing is that they're not going to be my nation anymore. For Loi Ruchoma, they're not going to have Rachmanos on them. It's because of your three children, I was Gezer, three bad things that Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Hosheya, go be Mispala now, and that I should take away these three Gezeros. Omad, so he stood up, Ubikesh Rachmin. Hosheya started to daven to Hashem, he should have Rachmonis, Ubito Gzeira. And he was mavatli, took away these three bad degrees. For his chola baruchin, and now we started to give Klai's chola baruchin. Shenem, the apostle says in Hosheya, for hoye mispa b'na yisroel kechol hayom. The count of Klai Yisrael should be like the sand of the yam, be tremendous amount of Klai Yisrael. For hoye b'mokam ashayom alehem, lo yam yatem, and instead of what I said before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, Lo Yami Atem, that Klal Yisrael is not my nation. Yom Alem, now it should be said, that B'ni, Kel Chai, Tavakeh, they are my children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. B'nik Pesu B'nai Yehuda B'nai Yisrael Yachtot. Everybody should come together, there should be back Klal Yisrael again. Next Pesuk says, B'zaratiho Li Boretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu like planted, when he spread out Klal Yisrael, he planted them in the world. V'richamti Es Loi Ruchama. And I have Rachmanis, and not that I said I won't have Rachmanis. And that's what you said, that it's not going to be my nation. What does this mean? That's what the Pasuk says. We'll soon explain what the Pasuk is going on. Yeah, this is the end of the part. The end of the part for Perek Beis. Was Ratiyali Baritz Vichamti Es Lo Ruchama. He's a lahar rachmanas on what you said. Lo Ruchamti Vyamarti. He's a loy ami. That's what you said. They should not be my nation. Ami Yatur. No, they are my nation. Vyamir Lekoy. You said that Akrosh Baruch will still be the Hashem for Klal Yisrael. Right. Omer Rabbi Yechin. Oyle le rabbonis is very bad for a person that's a rabbonis, a leader, for a leader. Shem Karevis says by Leah, whoever has to be a leader, it takes away from your life, will make you die early. Shein lecho konovi v'novi, all these four nevuim we had before, shulei kipach arba malachim b'yomav, that they all outlived these four malachim. At the beginning of the pasuk of Yahushua starts off that Hoshea lived in the middle of four malachim, b'nei ziyohu yoysam ochaz yechizkiyoh, Malchei Yehuda, and then the pasuk says there were four Nevi'im here, and all these four Nevi'im lived out the lifetime of these four Melochim. So Mashma Navi is not so much of a leader, ruler, as a Melech is. So the more of a ruler, leader you are, it's Mekarevus as Baila. Makes you be Meisa earlier. Shinem, the pasuk says, Chazon Yishayel Ben Ometz, HaShechazwa Yehuda V'Yushloim. They outlived these four Melochim. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Mifnei Ma Zochu Yerovim Ben Yoyish, Melech Yisrael, Limonis Imalche Yehuda. How come Yerovim Ben Yoyish, he was Zeicha, that he, even though he was really a Melech from Yisrael, he was Zeicha to be included in the Malche Yehuda also? How come? Mor said, Mifnei Shalai Kibbo Lashon Hara, Al Omis. He did not accept Lashon Hara that somebody told him about Omis. So the Mori Ashton's Minolan the Yimni. How do we know the Pasuk talks about Yerovim ben Yoyish to be a melech from with the Molochim of Yehuda? The Pasuk says, Dvar Hashem asher hoyel Hoshaya ben Beri, b'yineyu ziyo, yosom ochot yichizkiyo, malcha Yehuda, or b'yineyu Yerovim ben Yoyish, melech Yisrael. You see, right after it talks about the malcha Yehuda, right away it also says his name, Yerovim ben Yoyish, melech Yisrael. So it includes him, even though he was the melech Yisrael, with the other Molochim of malcha Yehuda. So the Mara Minolan the Lekibu Lashon Hara. How do we know that he did not accept Lashon Hara that somebody told him? The Pasuk says, Vayishalach Amatzio Koyin Beis Kelm El Yerovim Melech Yisrael Leima Kosher Lecha. Heis Amatzio sent a message to the King Yerovim Melech Yisrael that people are making things against you. They want to overthrow you. That's called Kosher Lecha. People are making, want to overthrow the king. The pasuk says, "Ki cha yomar omis becherev yomis Yerovim," and the pasuk is also that's what they told Yerovim. The one that almost was the one that said, "We're going to kill Yerovim. We're going to kill you." So and Yerovim was not mekabel the lashon hara. Omar Yerovim said, "Chas v'sholem Omar roiset tzadikachi." He was not mekabel. Didn't accept it. Mestama almost never said it. V'yomomer, and if you want to tell me, Yomis did say this bad thing. Ma'es saloi shchino amroloi. His zich only said a machmas nevua, the Shekhinah was telling him, but he didn't say it by himself. So the kids say, Yerovim ben Yoyish, he did not accept this Lashon Hara, that's why he was zecha to be included in the encounter in the Malchei Yehuda. Omer Reb Loza, afilo b'shas kasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Klal Yisrael, Zoicher es HaRachman. Still he remembers to have Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. Shinem on the Pasuk says, Klal Yisrael Yafoy Darachim es Beis Yisrael. Like I won't have any more Rachmanis on Beis Yisrael. But the Pasuk still talks about Rachmanis. That's still the need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Drashi, Klal Yisrael Yafoy Darachim. Afagav the Pranusa who? Even though he's talking about giving them punishments now, it kurehu met kashem rachman. Still, he mentions the word of rachman. Is even when he gives punishment, it's still given with rachmanis. We have Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mihachum, another pasuk. Kinisa eso lehem. Like, will I forgive them or not? Shrashi loshon slicha v'yitzmu metama umio slicha kamitcher. Still, he's mentioning it. Will I forgive them or not? Even though it's saying I won't forgive them, but it's talking about forgiveness. Hashem still mentions the word about forgiveness. You know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Klal Yisrael into exile? Lebein Umas, in between all the nations. Ela kidei shi'itoisfu alein gerim. Only in order that the gerim, there should be gerim. They said, if the Yidden would only live in Eretz Yisrael, there wouldn't be any Gerim. But now that the Yisrael are thrown upon all the nations, some of the people of the other nations will want to become Jews. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Uzerati Oli Boretz, that I will plant them in the world. When I put them into exile, it says, Lashon Uzerati, I will plant them. Now, Klum Adam Zerei, when anybody plants something, you plant measurements of seeds, El Lahachnis Kamakurim. You only plant like a pound of seeds to get back 20 pounds of tefuah. See, also, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted Klai Yisrael Amunas to get back many, many more. In other words, that there should be more Gerim. Rav Yechon says, Miyachim, another Pasuk. Frichamtia Esloi Ruchoma. And the Pasuk says, in the end of the Pasuk says, V'yamate Uloi Ami Amata. And you should also say, the people that are not my nation, I'm your nation. So Rashi says, Oysom, Shohoyim Miyami, the people that were not from my nation, Goyim, Yid Bekubahem, they will become attached to us. V'yil Lilam, they'll also be for me for now. So that's the end of this Pasuk. V'yacham Tiesloi Ruchom, and Uloi Ami Amiyatom. The people that you said are not my nations, Goyim, they will become my nations. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi, Maidah still was the Pasuk says, Al Talshin Evel El Adoinov. Don't say anything bad about a slave to his master. Ten yikaolecha, maybe you'll get a klola for that, v'yashamto, and it'll be called an oshem, it'll be called a sin for you. Uchsev, the Pasuk says, dor oviv yikalo, there'll be a generation that they'll curse their fathers, v'yasami lo yivorech, and the mothers they won't bench. That's the end of this Pasuk. First, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, don't tell bad things about an Eved to the Odin, to the master. Then it says there'll be a generation that they'll curse their fathers. Because they're going to curse their father. They won't bench their mothers. Al Talshin. That's the reason why we shouldn't say bad things about the Eved, about the slave. Ella, what the Pasuk means to say is like this. Afilu dor sh'oviv yikalo. Afilu a generation that the kids will curse their father. V'yas'imoy lo yivorech. And they won't bless their mother. Still, al talshin evel al adoinov. Still in such a case, even though they're doing such bad things, still if you have a slave, don't say anything bad to the master about the slave. And we know, how do we know such a thing like this? Mehesheya, learn out from Hesheya. This was the lima we learned out from Hesheya. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Hesheya, you should know Klai Yisrael is doing chatoyim. So what did Hesheya do? He did a chet, he did something wrong. He spoke bad about Klai Yisrael. And really, he should have done was no, he should only spoke good things about Klai Yisrael. He should have asked Rachmanis. He should have said, Hashem, please forgive Klai Yisrael. So you see, even though Klai Yisrael did bad things, still you're not supposed to speak bad about an Eved to his master. Like that's the limit here also. Even though Klai Yisrael is doing bad things, you shouldn't talk bad about Klai Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rabbi Shia, one of the Pasuk says, Tzedakos Pezuroni B'Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will spread out the Tzedakos in Klai Yisrael. I mean, Tzedakos also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something good to Klai Yisrael B'Yisrael, She'epizru on the Bein Umas. That he spread us out, he put us into exile amongst all the nations, you should know something's good about it also. That's considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Tzedakos, did something righteous to us. We'll soon see why. V'hainu D'yom Elohu Mina L'Rabbi Chanina. This is what a certain min, an apikuris, told to Rabbi Chanina. Anan ma'alila minaychu. He told him, you should know, us goyim, we're better off than you. Ksiv b'chu, it says by you, ki sheishes chadoshim yoshu shom. That for 6 months he sat there, and they were very bad to the goyim then. It's Pasuk Malachim, right? So also I think there about the six months, they were very bad to the goyim then. The elu mashenkin anan, but the guy said, us, asinaychu gabon kamishoni, you Yisrael are living amongst us for a long time. We don't do anything back to you. We don't kill you out. So how come of those 6 months the Pasuk is talking about, the Klai Yisrael killed out the goyim then? Oh maloy, so Chanina answered back, ritzernchu yifulucho talmud. If you want, I'll have a little talmud come and answer you back. Yifulucho talmud echot. Is nitzfaloi Rabbi Yoshia. So he brought over Rabbi Yoshia. Omele yentzen back like this. Mishum d'layadisu heichi. The reason why you goyim didn't wipe us out altogether, because you don't know where we are. But this is the chesed. Since Hashem spread us out all over the world, the goyim can't come and wipe us out, because they don't know where to get us. We're not all in one spot. Is layadichu heichi tavdu. So you don't know where we are.
So Mela Hechi Tavdu, what can you do? Tachlinu Kulu, to wipe us all out. Lesnayu Gabaychu. We're all not for you. You can't wipe us all out. You don't know where we all are. My the Ika Gabaychu. I, the people that are, the Yidin that are with you, why don't you kill us? Because if you only wipe out half of the nation, there'll still be the other part of the nation. Christ will always still call your kings murderers. So that's why you didn't call us, kill us out. Not because you don't want to kill us out, but you can't kill us all out. And to kill half of us out is no good, because the other half of Christ will always call you people murderers. But this found the possible before that Kosh Baruch Hu did it stuck, did chesed to Klal Yisrael by spreading us out all over the nations, so that the nations cannot come and kill us out. Omalei gafud rumoi, so I said, oh, bish, no, like the Romans, what they say over, boho nachtinen boho sakinen. They go to sleep with this and they get up with this. In other words, Kestadia, the Romans are trying to kill us out. They want to kill our Klal Yisrael, but they can't do it because they can't kill us out all at one time. For this word, that they don't know where we are, they go to sleep with this and get up. It's on their mind the whole time, the Romans. Muratoni, Tony Rebbe Chia, my disciple, what the Pasuk says, I Elohim, Heivin Dark, because Baruch Hu knows the Derech. For who Yoda es Mekayim, he knows the place. What does that mean? Yodei HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisroel, Sheinem Yechodem Lekabu, Gzeres Achzor Yisedem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that when he puts Klal Yisrael into exile, if he put them into Edom, they'll give such mean people there that Klal Yisrael cannot receive all the bad degrees that Edom will put upon them. Lefikach, therefore, Higlu Oysam Lebovel. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make them go into exile to Edom, but rather he put them into Bovel. In Bovel, they weren't so gefelech there. V'yomer Rebbe Loza, Lo Higlu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael Lebovel. You know where Kodesh Baruch Hu put Klal Yisrael into exile after the first bayis into Bovel? El Mifnei Sha'amul Kekishol. It's very deep, like a deep grave. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu put him into Bovel. Trashi v'yifta misho maher. I'll be able to redeem you from there fast. K'ma shavticha miyad shol lepodim. The apostle says, from a shol, from a deep grave, I'll save you. So, forget, it's easier to save Shinem, the Pasuk says, Miyad Shur Lepodim, and Mimavis Agolim, I'll save you, I'll redeem you, and you won't be killed out. So that's why Hashem put them into Bovel, because from Bovel it was easy to save them. Rebbe Chaninu Amar Mifnei Shekroiva Lishonim Loshon HaTorah. In Bovel, the way they spoke was close to the Loshon HaTorah was written also. So that's why they put them there. Rashi Shekroiva, V'lo Tishtakach Torah Mehen Maher. You won't forget your learning stuff is. His Bovel also speaks a little bit like Lashon HaKodesh. Pavlo Fakir, the Gemara is written in Lashon Bovel. His name is Lashon HaKodesh, that's why Hashem put them into Bovel. They shouldn't forget their learning so fast. We have Yechon Noamar, Rabbi Yechon says, you know why Hashem put Christ into Bovel? Bevnei Sheshigru on the base Uman. He sent them back to the place where they were, like where they're grown up. Shrash, the base Uman, from the place where they're grown up, means Avrohom, Meyo Kashtim Yotza. Avrohom Avinu came out from Mokastim. That was in Bovel. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu sent back Klal Yisrael to Golus, into exile, back into Bovel, where they were raised. Moshe was an example, Liyodam, Shekoyas al-Ishtoi. He gets angry at his wife. Le'echad Mishagra, where does he send his wife? Le'beis Imo, he sends her back to the house where she was raised, to her mother's house. He's here also, when Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry at Klal Yisrael, he sent her back to Bovel, that's where we were raised. That's where Avraham Avinu was raised. V'ahai no de Rabbi Alexander, just like Rabbi Alexander said, the Yomar. Shloisha chazru limitosan. Three things were sent back limitosan where they came from, where they were raised, where they planted them. Eluhain Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, like here that Avraham Avinu was raised in Bovel, and now Bishas Golus Hashem sent us back to Bovel. Kesef Mitzrayim, the money that Klal Yisrael took from Mitzrayim, Vuksav Luchas, and the writing on the Luchas. Yisroel Hodi Amorin. Klal Yisrael, that's what just got finished saying. That the reason why Hashem put Klal Yisrael into Golus is Bovel, because that's where Avraham Avinu was raised. Kesef Mitzrayim, what about the money for Mitzrayim? Tichsev, the Pasuk says, Melochim, Vayihi Bashana Chamishis, Lemelech Rechovim, Ola Shishak Melech Mitzrayim Ayushlaim, that the king of Mitzrayim, Shishak, came and had Mechama with Yushlaim, and he took away all the money from Yushlaim. This is called even the Metchila, Klal Yisrael, B'Shach Yitzias Mitzrayim, took away money from the Mitzrayim, and later, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the money back to the Mitzrayim. Rashi says, Kesef Mitzrayim, Shebizu Yisrael, B'Tzayim Mitzrayim. When Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they took all the money from Klai from Mitzrayim. Kedoshir v'yinatzlu es Mitzrayim. They emptied them out. V'vimei rechovim ola shish like Melech Mitzrayim v'not les kol oitzeres. At that time, the king of Mitzrayim came back to Yishlayim and took away all the oitzeres, all the silver and gold from Yishlayim. And Ksav haluchas, what's it got to do with the writing on the luchas? The pasuk says, v'yashavrem li'enechim. I'll break in the front of your eyes. Tana, luchos nishtabru. What broke the luchas? Broke. But the oisiyos like came out of the luchas, out of tablets, and the oisiyos went back into Shemayim. And the oisiyos came back where they came from. Because even though the Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas, it's only the tablets that broke. But the ksav went back into Shemayim. Ulu Amma always has another reason why the Klai Yisrael go into Bovel. Why was the Golas into Bovel? Kedei sheyachlu tomorim. That they should be able to eat dates. Rashi says, Yesh be Bovel.